Wisconsin officials reported 870 more confirmed cases of COVID-19 yesterday. Little changed in a weekly update of the Department of Health Services coronavirus activity levels. In most counties, including Fond du Lac, it's high. There was one new case in Fond du Lac County today. Five more people died from COVID-19 in Wisconsin, bringing the state's official toll to 911. But the news this week shows that Wisconsin is now among 21 states in a red zone for COVID-19 activity. What does that mean? Joining us on the final segment of the show, Fond du Lac County Public Health Officer Kim Miller. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Greg.
So people may have seen on the television news or read or heard about it on this radio station that Wisconsin is among 21 states in a red zone based on the state having 110 cases per 100,000 residents for the week ending July 24th. What does that mean? When you look at the map, when you watch TV, you see Wisconsin kind of sticking out like a sore thumb with 21 other states.
Yeah, I mean, it's an awareness. We have a lot of cases here as a whole in Wisconsin. You know, absolutely some counties having more cases than others. Definitely pockets of counties that have an extreme amount of cases. And so it's really that awareness that, you know, COVID is not gone. It is here. It is circulating. We are seeing community spread in all of our counties in Wisconsin. So if you're going to go out and about, or if you need to go to a gathering, to be cautious and follow the best practices to help ensure that you aren't spreading the virus or you aren't picking the virus up.
The report that listed all of these states in the red zone recommended officials consider a statewide mask mandate.
Yeah, you know, I think the state, Governor Evers, I heard on one of his media conferences that he was looking into that possibility of doing that. And, you know, if he is going to choose to do that, you know, we will support that through education. I think wearing a mask provides an opportunity to lessen your chances of getting that virus. If more people wear them, the less chance you have to spread it from person to person or to pick it up.
All right. Fond du Lac County is still listed and has been for a while among the counties with high levels of COVID-19 activity. We are still in phase two of the county's reopening plan.
We are. Just this last Monday, is we look at our safe restart plan and our metrics. We look at it daily, but once a week, there is that potential to change. And just this last Monday, we did go from green to yellow. And again, we did go from green to yellow because to be in green, you have to be less than 5% positive rate. And we were just above that at 5.08. So we missed it by just a little bit. And so every week we look at that. And, it again is a 7-day look back and collectively looking at all of our cases in that 1 week period.
All right. I know you've said on this program that this reopening plan was not meant to guide schools in their reopening plan, but schools are using it as a guide. At least the Fond du Lac School District is in their reopening plan. And last night, the Fond du Lac School Board approved a reopening plan that allows elementary schools, as long as the county is in phase two, to reopen 5 days a week in class. Middle mm-hmm. and high schools will use the blended model, 2 days in class, 3 days online. Your thoughts?
I think it's great. You know, yes, it was not intended for a tool specifically for schools, but it is a tool for the community. And it definitely is a tool that the schools can use. And all I'm recommending for the schools is to, you know, utilize that if you feel that that would be appropriate. But also, there needs to come with a conversation. Because let's say, Greg, you know, we start experiencing a huge number of increased cases that are directly related to an outbreak in the prison, for example. You know, our numbers are going to skyrocket. The percent positive may go above 10%, let's say, but it doesn't directly affect what the schools are feeling and what our community is feeling. So, you know, to not solely base the phasing or the school's abilities to, you know, be in person versus e-learning on that, but also to have that conversation. And we are directly in conversation with all the districts every week, and I do plan to continue that throughout the school year so we can always continue to have that conversation and the districts can always have that understanding of, you know, okay, what phase are we in? The cases that are coming in, how does that affect our school systems? And, you know, is there any changes that we need to make because of what we're seeing in the community?
Fond du Lac County Public Health Officer Kim Miller, great to have you on the program.
Thank you, Greg.